Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now Dana, instead of driving down into individual sectors initially, I want to get your comment on the environment that we are in for investors. Anybody that has really put their money to work in any sector recently seems like they've been making money. You can look across the board, whether it's broad averages, those keep on moving higher, whether it's some of the safer assets like gold miners, those have bounced recently. Bitcoin screamed all-time highs. Copper keeps on breaking out. Treasuries, they've been falling, fine. So that's a safe asset that maybe is taking it on the chin a little bit. And the US dollar, that hasn't been great. But really, these investments, anything speculative, people are making money. What do you take away from this sort of an environment right now?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the opposite of what we saw, you know, about, what was it, 6 weeks ago, right before the election when we talked. And people were nervous and skittish and scared about what will happen in the aftermath of that contentious election. And to be honest, that's when you want to be buying. You know, that's when, as long as you have the underpinnings of the foundation of a strong, a solid market, which we thought we did at the time, our indicators pointed to still a firm footing, despite that late October sell-off. That just gave us a good buying opportunity at the end of October. And that's when you want to be buying, when people were so fearful of the blood running in the streets in some of these sectors. So it's a far cry from that point now, when with everything working, nothing changes sentiment like price. So now with everything moving higher, everyone is like wildly bullish now. So a couple things I would mention about that type of environment. You want to be in that market and taking advantage of the market, because you don't get those types of markets too often. So if you don't make hay during that type of a market, it's hard to really catch up and hard to really kind of make up for that, you know, the missed ground. There'll always be other opportunities, but you miss a market like this, it's hard to really psychologically recover from that. So if you don't have a system that got you in and profiting in this type of environment, then you should probably reassess really what you're doing. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Everyone has to reassess at different times, at various times in their investing walk. So probably a good time to reassess if you have not been making hay over the last 6 weeks or so. The other thing is, like we were speaking of before I came on, with everything working, you know, I was telling you, all our stock trades are working. We had the best month in maybe our history or many, many years in November. And usually, okay, we're playing lots of markets. Usually, hopefully most of them are working. Some of them might not be working, but everything's been working lately. Our gold and gold miners and silver is working great. Copper is going through the roof. Like you said, all our stock trades have been working great. Our bond short has been doing great. We even bought Bitcoin the other day for the first time in our lives. So everything's working great, which besides the fact that you got to make hay during this type of environment, it also scares the heck out of me that, you know, everything goes in cycles. So when you feel like a genius and that you can't make a mistake, usually there's a drawdown coming on the other side, where you go through a patch where, okay, nothing's working. You feel like an idiot, and nothing comes easy. So I would say that also reinforces the importance of making money and making hay during this type of environment, because invariably you're going to go through a soft patch and a drawdown and a period where, you know, your moves, your analysis, your system's not working great. So you want that to be a small retracement, small portion relative to times like this when everything is working. So though that would be just a couple comments maybe I would make on this type of environment.
All right, so two-part question here then, Dana. One, is it time to really start taking some profits? And two, if we do enter a slow period or a period where it doesn't seem like anything's working, does that lead to a much more significant market decline, almost a washout decline?
I think it's time. Is it when we're looking at the equity market, because we're first and foremost, we're equity managers. Our model is based on the equity market. Is it time to take some profits? Yes, we're seeing various sectors and segments of the market hitting basically targets or extension levels based on Fibonacci math. Above where the sectors broke out. So basically their initial targets that we expected them to reach after or following a breakout. So those would be the initial profit taking spots in the market, which we're starting to see, especially in some of the small and mid-cap growth areas that we bought right before the election. And a number of other areas are starting to hit those key profit-taking levels. Does profit-taking mean the move's over? No. Does it mean you make wholesale defensive moves? No, not if the underlying foundation of the rally is still solid, which it still is. Based on all of our analysis, we're still on firm footing in this market. The market internals are solid. The participation in the number of sectors and segments across the market is still solid. We're just a little extended in some of these areas, and we're also wildly extended in terms of investor sentiment. So that has to cool off a little bit. And one way you do get a cool off in sentiment is some sort of a sharp, quick drawdown or pullback, like you mentioned, which scares some people out, makes people think that, okay, maybe there is something bigger and more damaging coming down the pike. But with the market in firm footing like this, it's not set up, in our view, for a massive reversal and a major down move necessarily yet. So we would expect any initial sell-off to be contained and probably be another buying opportunity in the intermediate term before any sort of a major top develops right now.
Dana, what about time frame, right? Or at least timing of this move? It's coming at the end of the year, and yes, it's also coming on the back of the U.S. election finally being settled. So we actually do see a broad melt-up in markets usually after that whole uncertainty is settled, but we are at the end of the year, and usually we get a little bit of weakness in December. That sure hasn't happened, though.
Well, often in the middle of December, you get a little bit of a soft patch, which is invariably almost every single year in the market's history. It's always been a buying opportunity into the end of the year, beginning of the following year. We haven't gotten that soft patch, obviously, at least not yet. Maybe we get some weakness over the next week or so, remains to be seen. And maybe we've kind of, because the end of the year is typically very strong, very end and the end of the beginning of the new year. So maybe we've pulled that forward a little bit. I'm not sure. All I know is you do get often some weakness in the middle of December, which we have not gotten yet. So that combined with the fact that, like I mentioned, many of the market segments and sectors are testing or approaching some key extension levels, which is just means it's a little bit overbought, due for a at least consolidation or a little bit of a pullback. And in combination with the crazy bullish sentiment readings that we're getting right now. So that all equates to a more risky environment right now than we saw, you know, 6-7 weeks ago when we started piling into most of our stock positions.
So what sectors are you watching most closely here in terms of giving you some clarity if markets will just continue higher, if a correction is coming? And even more so, which ones are at key resistance levels?
Sure. So we've got a pretty wide portfolio right now, probably as many holdings and as varied a portfolio as we've ever had right now across a wide swath of market sectors. Typically, our when it comes to deciding what to invest in, our philosophy is one of relative strength. So we want to concentrate on the strongest areas of the market. Right now, like I mentioned, we have a wide variety of holdings right now because there are so many things working right now. As those holdings tick up to those extension profit-taking levels, we have started taking some profits over the last few days especially. But some of the major averages that you might be waiting on hitting some key levels have not quite gotten there yet, with the exception of now we're seeing the Russell 2000 small cap index hitting a potential resistance area. Finally today, we've been watching around that 3725, 3730 level on the S&P 500 for a minimum target. Finally reached that. The NASDAQ 100 and Dow are now finally approaching some of those levels of their own. So we've seen it in some of those sectors, individual sectors hitting some profit-taking levels. Now we're seeing some of the major averages approaching those similar type averages. So, or similar type profit-taking levels. So maybe that's what the market's been holding off on in terms of, the momentum behind this rally before any sort of a prolonged or at least a near-term pullback. So maybe we get that once these once the major averages hit those levels. So remains to be seen, but we're approaching that type of scenario right now.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Dana, thanks for your insights, man. It's a pretty unique situation where, again, as long as you're invested, you're making money over these last few weeks, and it'll feel good going into the end of the year. And next year, still all the expectations are on easy money and some sort of a Fed put, but I don't know, everything's a bit too easy right now, so we do need to understand that environment. Dana, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Always a pleasure.